The Market Basket in Burlington has an almost apocalyptic feel. A lone shopper with a cart. Bakery shelves, empty. Cases intended for meat and fish, uninhabited. The produce stands, bare. With one exception, some dried fruit.
Dried figs, some of our roasted peppers in a jar.
Paul Hatsiliadis imports food from Greece and sells it to Market Basket. Well, he used to.
Market Basket was my first major supermarket customer, so I started with olives, Greek olives. Greek imported feta cheese, the sheep's milk feta cheese, Olympiana cheese. I do some olive spreads.
His company, Extra Virgin Foods, has an office 2 miles from the Burlington Market Basket. Hatsiliadis has stopped selling to Market Basket to support Arthur T. Demoulas and managers who were also fired.
They're probably the best in the business. And I see other folks in this business, not to take away anything from other supermarket chains, but these guys are a little bit different. They negotiate very hard. They demand absolute best prices, but they treat you with respect. They treat you like a person.
Hatsiliadis says his company has lost about $200,000 in the last 5 weeks. His products have either been stored in the warehouse or expired on the shelf. He says he's still selling to other stores, but Market Basket was about 60% of his business. And he's taking it personally.
There is a connection, and they've always supported the Greek community. They try to work with Greek suppliers. They always have, when it comes to Greek products, the best quality at the best price point. And a lot of the Greek community shops there. Unfortunately, it's all too common a story, a Greek family business feuding.
And the feuding continues as the Demoulas family negotiates the future of the grocery chain behind closed doors. Anne Mastu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.